Joining me in the studio now, safe and sound, that's a kind of way we do it with our masks on here today, Kathy Dietz, Shasta McMullen is here. Let's talk about Sir Optimus, because as we all probably have seen the article in the Sayous Law News, 50 years.
Yes.
Now that's 50 years here locally, correct?
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about the background of the Sir Optimus and how it got started.
Well, we were chartered in February 19th, 1972 by the Eugene Club, and that is how you get a new club going.
You have to be recommended by another club?
Yes. Yes, you have to have a sponsored club, and they kind of teach you and help you get started, and Eugene was the closest one, and we had a booming women business people that wanted to be able to be recognized in a organization for Best for Women.
So tell me about some of the activities that Sir Optimus Club is and has been over the past involved in.
They have been involved in fundraising, which included sometimes fashion shows. I mean, I was in a fashion show with my daughter when my mother was a Sir Optimist. And they have done the Florence Follies, and they have done rummage sales. And recently we have done Bras for a Cause, as in fundraisers. And that goes to help fund scholarships that we have done and our other projects like Christmas baskets and Mother's Day projects that we give for new mothers and things of that nature.
So the funds you raise during your fundraising is used to give back, mm-hmm. like many organizations do. They give back to the community in different ways.
Yes.
The baskets is one of yours.
Right.
The food distribution and that
Correct.
Comes up in the holidays. I know that one of your Sir Optimists is always coming in and taking money for roses.
Yes.
I mean, that's one of my favorites because it's always a reminder that, you know, hey, tell someone you love them, you know, and that's a good way to do that.
That is one I forgot, yes.
And it is a fun one because we do it on November, Election Day, and we've been doing it for probably 30 years. And it is so nice because you used to, you know, everyone's talking about Election Day, but we decided as Sir Optimus to have an extra bonus to make somebody happy, whoever is going on. So even though sometimes we don't have election days in November, we still deliver on that election day designated. And those funds are made possible by community members and everyone purchasing roses that are hand-delivered to whoever they want. And those funds go for scholarships.
Now, what are they for post-high school scholarships?
High school scholarships and, yes. And
so for going into junior college or going toward books?
Or a trade school,
like
yes. Correct.
Okay. Now, the organization at 50 years old, you must have gone through some changes in those 50 years as far as, you know, the amount of people who have been part of it, you know, as far as membership goes in that. How are members chose for Sir Optimus?
Well, in the beginning, you had to be either a management or a woman business person. Not just an employee. Now we have opened it up to just women in the business field.
Are you planning any special celebrations coming up for the 50th anniversary?
We are planning in March when numbers come down dinner, and also at that time we would be handing out our Live Your Dream Award winner. And Live Your Dream is an award to women who are furthering their education, who have been at a disadvantage, and they can use that money for anything, rent or buying a car. So it's not a scholarship. It's an award to help with their living expenses.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What are some of the other things you'd like folks to know about the Sir Optimus Club? Obviously, I don't know all the questions I could ask, and I'm sure you guys have some things that you would like to share.
Well, one of them is we have three charter members still living.
Who are Julie Bauer, Mary Johnston and Pat Stewart, who are still living, that are were charter members.
So they were around when the organization was chartered.
And yes.
Are they still active members?
No, they are not.
Okay.
And then the other kind of awesome thing is Joe Hine joined in 1990 and was a president for 93, 98, 2007, 2009, 2011, and 2012. And then her daughter, Robin Barrett, joined Seroptimus in 2018 and is still current member. And then...
Oh, my mom was in the Seroptimus in the 80s when she owned the teddy bear clothing store for children. And then I joined in 2014.
And Kathy is our president this year.
So you're the current president.
I am.
So, I mean, tell me a little bit about what goes on behind the scenes, things that people might not know, unless you have, like, secret things that we're not supposed to know.
No, we have weekly meetings. We have a business meeting where we discuss the business of the club, of fundraising ideas, or something in the community we want to raise funds for. Like in the past, we have raised funds for the Senior Booster Club and Focus 4 Crisis Hotline, which is the precursor of SOS. And we have done donations to Sayislaw Women's Center and Florence Literacy Program, Florence Senior Nutrition Program, Boys and Girls Club, the Florence Sayislaw Public Library, the Events Center, Florence Relay for Life, Jenna's team, and Peace Harbor ER upgrade, and the Peace Harbor Hospital. So we have donated to quite a few things in Florence. So we discuss those type of things. And then whatever else comes up in the club that needs discussion.
How can a person, how can a woman become a member of the organization?
You can contact us through our Facebook page. We have a P.O. Box 1209. Just write us a letter. Or we have an email address, which is, do you have it there? Seroptimus.Florence@gmail.com.
Okay. Now, 50 years, obviously, that's a big event. What do you see planned for the next 50 years? Have you guys got big plans coming up? New things to get involved in, maybe, or
just encouraging women to join a club that does women issues and helps women. You know, babysitting sometimes you or new babies that you have to talk about or being a grandmother. It's nice to be able to get, you know, fellowship and be able to visit with them. Or if you are a new business woman. You know, you're like, okay, where can I get this? Or where is an accountant? You know, where?
Finding resources.
Yes, for new women entering the business field.
One of the things we forgot to mention is that Seroptimus International, our parent club besides us, are very involved in human trafficking. So we always try to put on a seminar for human trafficking also.
And that's interesting because, you know, in a small town like ours, you don't always think about that yet. Highway 101 is probably an area where it could potentially be big.
It is a major highway. The motels in the past or maybe even currently are used to house women and girls that are being trafficked.
And I know there was a big push a couple of years ago about the hotels and that would get together and try to manage this and see if they could notice any of this that was going on. Is that still something that is happening?
Yes, it is. And we recently, a couple of years ago, we were awarded a grant to put on a seminar. But with COVID, we weren't able to put it on yet. But we are in planning to do other things like stickers on the mirrors in the motels or flyers or things of that nature to put out for information on human trafficking.
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't realize because of the coastal thoroughfare here, because of the limited amount of patrols from sheriffs and Oregon State Police, people that do that kind of stuff feel this is a safer route to take, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah. So that's something that's a real good thing
yes.
That you guys are involved in. So that's pretty cool. All right. Anything else that you want to share before we take off?
Oh, the other thing I just wanted to add so that you can clip it in. Mm-hmm. Wanda Hoberg, my mother, was a soroptimist in 1986. She passed away in 2015, and I joined in 2000 and took current, and I was president in 2007 and 2016. Mm-hmm. And then the one major thing that's really exciting is we still have one life member, Cheryl Van Dievender. She joined Soroptimus of Florence in 1983 to current. And that is a designation that no longer Soroptimus does, but the people that were able to be recognized as a life member stay completely on.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
I do want to say also that through our Facebook page, if anybody is wanting to donate to any of our causes, they can donate through our Facebook page with Venmo.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's so cool. A lot of people are learning about that as we get these new new ways to distribute money around there. So that's pretty cool. Well, thank you both, Shasta McMillan and Kathy Dietz, for being here today and sharing this information with us. Hopefully, the numbers will come down enough for you to have your big celebration.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Coming up next, Coast Radio's general manager and, well, my new partner on this edition of Our Town.